99 WJMM FM Keene, a service of the Christian Broadcasting System. WJMM.
The following program is sponsored by Jeremiah Johnson Ministries.
Good morning. God bless you. This is Jeremiah Johnson with Good News in the Morning, and I just want to greet you today. I want to remind you that Father God, He loves you so much. His heart towards you is good. He knows the plans that He has towards you to give you a future, to give you a hope. He's able to make all things work together for your good, and that includes your failures, that includes your shortcomings. He's able to lead you into victory. He is able to cause you to triumph. He can create within you that you are more than a conqueror through Him who loves you. So I encourage you, get your eyes off of you. Get your eyes off of your good deeds. Get your eyes off of your bad deeds. Get your eyes on to Jesus, who is your salvation. When you are beholding Him, when you're seeing Him, you will receive amazing grace. Faith will rise up in your heart. He is the author and finisher of your faith. And as you are Jesus conscious, as you are Jesus focused, you will soar above the weak and beggarly elements of this life. And the thing that causes us to not be Jesus focused, once again, is when we start to look to ourselves and what we are bringing to the table in order to cause God to love us. We do not make God love us. God loves us because He is God and because He is love. We're not in control of God's affection. We are not in control of His love. We can't turn it on. We can't turn it off. We're not that powerful. It'd be easier for you to turn the sun off than it would be for you to turn God's love towards you off. We just don't have that ability. Only what we can do is we can receive it. We can believe it, we can receive it, we can enjoy that love, and it will change us from the inside out. The love of God is what will edify you, will strengthen you, will make you strong. The love of God is what will drive fear out of you. You know, when you know that God loves you, and you know that that love is an unconditional love. Now, if you think it is a conditional love, then what happens is you think God loves you on your good days, and then He doesn't love you on your bad days. And that is dangerous, because what that does is that actually puts you in control of God's goodness. And it puts you in control. Now, under the old covenant, there was an element of that. You know, it was based upon man's ability to keep God's laws and to have the appropriate sacrifices. And as long as man could keep those laws, and when they failed, make the appropriate sacrifices, then that covenant was intact. And the children of Israel did well until they would turn their heart away from the Lord, would stop the temple sacrifices and go pursuing after other gods, of course, who are not other gods. And then God would have to lift His hand of protection off of them. All hell would break loose and the curse would come. We see it happening over and over again in the old covenant. But the new covenant is not like the old covenant. It is different. It's actually not based upon the goodness of man. The new covenant is based upon the goodness of God. The Bible says that God found fault with that covenant. And the reason that He found fault with that covenant is we were not able to keep it. And so it was based upon us keeping it. And we were the weak link. We were what would be exposed. And we were the weak link of that covenant. And so in this new covenant that God has made, it's actually a covenant between Father God and His Son Jesus. God made a covenant with Abraham, and then Abraham's seed singular, not seed plural. And Jesus is Abraham's seed, came from the lineage of Abraham, and He is that seed. And so this covenant that is now cut in the new covenant, it's between Father God and Jesus. Well, there's no weakness in Father God. There's no weakness in Jesus. And so we get to be caught up in this perfect covenant between these perfect beings, and what ends up happening is we get to actually just enjoy the goodness of God. And then the goodness of God becomes the primary agent of change in our life. It leads us to repentance. It leads us to change. It leads us to change our minds. And then we start to trust that God's ways are the best ways. And we start to recognize, you know, in the truths of the scriptures, and when God is encouraging us to love each other, you know, to treat people the way that you want to be treated, to love Him, make Him first place in your life, and all of the different wisdoms that God is encouraging us to do, and encouraging us to turn our backs on sin and lawlessness and licentiousness and evil. And then we start to really realize, wait a minute, God's way is the best way. And, you know, as Creator, as the one who designed all of existence, God knows what's going to make you happy, what's going to bring blessing into your life, what's going to cause you to have a good life. And the enemy, through the spirit of this world and through all of the things that we see and hear and that's on this planet, he's always trying to convince us that God's way is not the best way, but his way is the best way. Sin's way is the best way. And the reality is it's just not. But as we begin to trust in the Lord and trust in his goodness and enjoy this new covenant, and then we start to align ourselves with his will, we become disciples, we become those who are students who follow after the teaching and lifestyle of Jesus. And then we start to see there is a harmonizing, there is an alignment of our life with his life. And it begins, of course, in our born-again spirit. When we receive Jesus as Lord and Savior, we become the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. And then there is the aligning of our mind or our soul, our mind, our will, and our emotions, where we begin to take in the truths of the Scripture and we choose truth. And we choose to believe and do things the way that God said that we should believe and do things. And as that happens, that's when repentance starts to happen. That's metanoia. That's a changing of the mind. We start to change what we trust in, and then we allow God by his Spirit to coach us, to father us, to lead us and guide us into all truth. And then we get to enjoy greater and greater levels of freedom, greater and greater levels of breakthrough, because the whole purpose of truth is to bring freedom. Now, it's challenging for us to not trust in ourselves and not trust in our own way. It's harder, I think, for some than for others. I know myself, with very strong-willed, self-willed individual, and I had a real hard time doing anything anybody told me to do, and had a hard time just really kind of submitting to anything, unfortunately. But, you know, I had a pretty rough background and had some trust issues towards, you know, adults and authority figures and all these types of things. But over time, I come to realize that, you know, yes, God does love me, and his way is the best way. And he's not trying to take fun away from us. He's not trying to shut down our good times and our party. He just wants us to do it in a way that is going to be healthy for us and for those around us. And God has good things. At his right hand, there's pleasure forevermore. He has joy. He has peace for us. He wants us to enjoy our lives. He wants us to enjoy his creation. And when you start to realize he's not trying to take something away from you, he's actually trying to add something to you. And that if God brings correction into your life and is like, I don't want you to do that or whatever, whether it's through the scriptures or the leading of the Spirit, it's so that we can be partakers of his holiness. And that word holiness just simply means to be uncommon, to be separated, to be different, to be special. And he does that for our benefit, not for his benefit. You know, he's just not this taskmaster who's just trying to shut down the joy and pleasure of his children. No, he wants us to be happy. The Bible says the joy of the Lord gives us strength. That's one of the greatest things God has personally brought into my life is happiness. You know, I tried to pursue happiness in so many ways, sex, drugs, rock and roll, just all those things. And I thought they could make me happy, but they never could. You know, there may be, you know, moments of pleasure. There may be moments of, you know, satisfaction of the flesh or whatever, but it always led to darkness. It never had the ability to make me happy or keep me happy. And what I've come to find out, that what actually makes me happy is Jesus and a personal relationship with him. And I've found the deeper that my personal relationship with the Lord grows, and just the more I celebrate him and I love him, really above everything else, above all my other relationships. And he's number one, and that is what he is. What makes me happy, and man, you can learn that quick or you can learn that slow, but that is one of the lessons of Earth, is this: all things were created by him, all things were created for him. In him all things consist. He is the secret. You know, he is, he's everything. And when we realize that he has a beautiful relationship for us through his Spirit, through his Word, you know, with each other, you know, in places of community, we can actually, we can lead pretty good lives here on earth. Now, it doesn't mean we're going to be, you know, void of pain or trouble or persecution or tribulation or, nah, man, you're going to have battles while you're on earth, and that never really changes. But what's cool is you can trust in the midst of those battles, and it honestly, the more you trust, the easier the battle is, because there are times when, you know, deliverance is quick, and, you know, we see a miracle or we see a sign and a wonder, we see God do something amazing on our behalf, and there are times when the supernatural thing that's given to us is endurance. That's the patience. You know, it's the word hupomone in the Greek. It's a powerful word, and it means to be, it's a cheerful, calm endurance under a heavy load. And man, and you know, then you allow this patience or this hupomone to have a work in you in trials and tribulations, and it will cause you to be perfect, complete, and entire, wanting for nothing, according to the book of James. And so it is an element of development. And so there are going to be times like that as well. You know, there are going to be times when things happen that you don't know why, and you will need to trust and all of these things. But that relationship with him, it's the sweetest part of life. And it's the best part of life. And it's better than anything this world can throw at you. And, you know, and it does take, it takes attention. It takes focus. You know, relationship's not automatic. You know, just because you're married to somebody doesn't mean you know them. Just because you have a child doesn't mean that you are in fellowship with him. Fellowship is a purposeful drawing near, and that's how it happens. That really kind of happens through communication, through time spent. But what's awesome about what Jesus has done is he has secured a safe place of fellowship for us with the Father through his death, burial, and resurrection. And that's the beauty of knowing that you are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. I know that I can have fellowship with God on my good days and on my bad days. And it's important for you to understand that he has fellowship for you on your bad days. Because honestly, that's when you need him the most, is when you failed, when you've fallen short, maybe you got in the flesh, maybe you lost your temper, maybe you gave in to temptation, you know, maybe you, whatever. But it doesn't change his heart towards you. And so that is one of the beauties of what this gift of righteousness brings into our life, is you have a consistent, safe place of fellowship 24 hours a day. So you can be honest with God. You can be vulnerable, and you can open up your heart and just be real with him. And that is, man, that's some of the best places of relationship, because, you know, you're not having relationship with someone if you're in a constant state of performance. You know, you're always trying to prove that you're awesome, and you're always trying to prove something. That's not real relationship. Real relationship is when you can trust somebody with your weakness. And in your place of weakness, they don't reject you. They believe the best about you. They wrap their arms around you and love you, even in your place of failure. And that is really, that's that beautiful place that grace provides, where we can come to God on our good days and on our bad days. And, you know, that's why it says, come boldly to the throne of grace to have help in time of need. And it's so important you understand God's smiling at you. He loves you. His countenance towards you is filled with joy, is filled with acceptance. You know, God's not mad at you. God's not disappointed in you. He's on your team. He's on your side. You don't have anybody in your life that's more for you than he is. He's for you. And he will wipe away your tears, and he will strengthen you in time of trouble. He will hide you in the place of his tabernacle. He'll hide you in the place of his presence. He'll be with you. He'll love you. He'll strengthen you. He is a good, good father, and he has great plans for you. Trust him that he is that good.
Thanks for joining us today on Good News in the Morning with Pastor Jeremiah Johnson. This program relies on your faithful prayer and financial support. If this program blessed you today, you can use the text to give number at 844-994-4048 to make a donation. If you'd like to invite him to speak, please email bookjeremiahjohnson@gmail.com. To listen to the radio show anytime as a podcast and even more teaching and exclusive content, download the Jeremiah Johnson Ministries app. And if you'd like to see him speak in person, Grace Point Church in Georgetown always welcomes you, located at 3185 Newtown Pike.
Find out what's going on in Central Kentucky and submit your events to our calendar at WJMM.com.
The following program on Life 99 WJMM is paid for by Hope Is Here Ministries.
Well, Hope Is Here. My name is Greg Horn. We're continuing looking at the miracles of Jesus, and